Elon Musk just dropped some smack talk on Apple's electric car failure. They called it Project Titan, I guess because they realized it was a titan of a project,
yeah.
Right, as in the Olympians. What did he say? He said, prototypes are easy, volume production is hard, positive cash flow is excruciating. Well, why is he saying this? Because he's kind of provoking Apple and their failure to produce the Apple car. They ditched their plans, according to the Wall Street Journal and other outlets. They've ditched their plan to build an electric vehicle. At the same time, Audi has said they will not actually transition their whole fleet of cars to electric vehicles by 2026. That was just some words they said several years ago when it was hot to say it. They can't do it. So let's talk first about the Apple car. Apple say they just couldn't quite make the self-driving bit work. You kind of got to get that right. You know, there's some failure in self-driving.
Well,
And also they're saying that they could not bring it in at less than $100,000.
So your starting price is $100,000. Yeah. How many people are going to be able to buy this car in this economy right now with inflation the way it is? And also the price of energy, of course, going up. On top of that, they couldn't even get, according to Wired magazine, they couldn't even get a prototype together. They couldn't even get on the same page for a prototype, and they've been working on this for 10 years.
That's wild, yeah. Right? I mean, just how did that go? What were they aiming for? Was there anything they could have agreed upon? Was it ever going to be something that was CarPlay-esque and then you build around just the dashboard? So many questions, and you know, everyone's been curious about this for so long, but on the heels of the VR headset, the Vision Pro, which, can we agree that's not a big cultural hit? Can you agree to that, Clayton?
I mean, it's being mocked culturally. I mean, memes out there of people like wearing them at cafes and stuff like that.
And people
like
wearing ski goggles and kind of pretending to poke at the air. I do like those.
I mean, I think, when you see something like that, you're like, oh my God, this is like, people are just walking around in this like weird virtual world or whatever it is. Anyway, no, there's no like killer app for that thing. It's absolutely weird. And I don't see any use for it in any, unless you're maybe like a surgeon and you have to like remotely do some sort of a surgery remotely.
What?
With like some sort of augmented reality, because they're able to do that now.
Are you going to put your spleen up against someone who's across the country?
Maybe if you live in...
It's been done.
Like if you live in, like, you have a great doctor who lives in India and you need a surgery done in another part of the world, like this virtually can be done using augmented reality as if that surgeon is in the room. So I see...
Okay.
I see applications.
My friend Dr. Tutla did robotic surgery in Venezuela from Detroit, Michigan with these little like controls, like a robot did the surgery. So...
Wow.
It most definitely can be done.
That's crazy. They just recently did that. There was a major surgery that there were like multiple doctors around the field or around the world involved in this one like surgery that was all done that way through robotics and lasers and whatnot. Like it's being done right now.
Like
you get an internet drop.
Like the laser is just too long on one.
Your Bright House cable
cut or something. Okay.
I don't know.
Hopefully they have
better
internet.
The exact details of it. Just the gist, but yeah, it's been done and it's
somebody
being
get
done.
Comcast on the phone. We're having the internet issues.
Too many people are watching Netflix. Too many people were watching Netflix. My internet got throttled.
Well, cool. Anyway. I'm assuming most of us are not doing remote surgery. We don't need a VR headset, and we're not waiting for an Apple car to be the next best thing.
No,
I mean, you
not.
Have to think about what is the avatar of somebody who would want an Apple car? You.
I like technology. I'm fascinated by technology and I would look at it, but I don't want an Apple car. I don't want any car, to be honest with you. I like someone in the chat just says, I want a horse.
Okay.
I want a horse. That's what I'd
a
like.
A pogo stick?
Yeah. Give
this
me
a pogo stick.
Yeah. I don't go
a
anywhere.
A cart pulled by goats. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway.
Well, it also could just be not just that. I mean, 10 years ago, you have to think about when they started this project, the idea that EVs would be the future, pretty much everybody was who wanted to think that was true, right? 10 years ago. Yeah, it's going to be great. By the time this car comes out, EVs will be all the rage. They're just not. In November, a group of 4,000 car dealerships penned a letter begging President Biden to tap the brakes on EV mandates because they are just sitting on the lot. This is a guy called Tom Maioli from Celebrity Motor Cars, who was one of the dealers that signed this letter. And here's how he explained how painful it is to sell EVs for dealers.
And this is basically the voice of the consumer. This is not the dealer. This is the voice of the consumer. And what's happening is the manufacturer is being forced to produce these EVs. They're shipping them to the dealerships and they're backing up on the lots. You know, our average day supply pre-COVID was 60 to 90 days supply of inventory. During COVID, it was less than 30 because of the supply chain issues. We're now backed up to 12 months with EVs. Consumers don't want them. They're not buying them. We have up to $15,000 in rebates from the manufacturer and $7,500 tax credits. We're talking $22,500.
Now, he goes on to say that Teslas are doing just fine.
Tesla.
That's what I said.
You said Tez with a Z. You always do this. We've been working on this. We've been working on this now for a couple of years.
Tesla. That's what I said.
No, you keep saying Tez.
Okay.
Is she saying Tez or Tess?
Yeah, Tesla. She said Tez. Yeah.
Tez, yeah.
Tesla.
Tess.
Do you not hear that? Okay. They are doing just fine. He says it's not the same business for other EV makers.
Still can't sell it. Consumer doesn't want it. The consumer's in fear over the infrastructure. The infrastructure is not there. The White House and the Biden administration and got out way out over its skis with this mandate, and the consumer has to buy into it, and they're not. And the problem that exists now is, you know, they forced the manufacturers to spend all this money to build these plants and produce these vehicles, but the consumers aren't buying into it. You know, they're afraid of range. They're afraid of where they're going to charge. And we're not talking about, you know, listen, Tesla is a vanity purchase. People have to have a Tesla. They have a second vehicle. You know, most people can't afford the first vehicle, never mind the second vehicle. And these people are coming out to the dealerships and they're buying these vehicles and they're afraid. You know, these are average working American people. They're putting their families in the car. Moms are driving their kids to school. Dads have to get to work. And, you know, if they have to charge on the road and it takes 30 minutes to charge.
Okay. So the question here is that what Apple was going for? To be a Tesla? Were they aiming for this status purchase? Or do you think that Apple ever had any engineer saying, hey, you know, maybe we should just make this a gas powered car? Or do you think that guy would just be like shown out of the building?
Oh no, like under ESG rules and their whole green initiative and everything, they were like, get this guy out of here.
You gotta go.
Get out of here.
And it's got a charge on USB-C.
Elon Musk tried to sell Tesla to Apple, and Tim Cook, though, famously said he doesn't even remember the conversation, but Elon Musk says he did have that conversation and he tried to sell Tesla to Apple, which is fascinating. So I think maybe he saw an opening there, an opportunity that, like, hey, we've already built this infrastructure. We built the electric infrastructure, the manufacturing, which is a huge piece of this, right? You don't just come in and suddenly have a tooling facility and welding and all of these things that you're going to be able to do, painting and everything, right? We've got it all. And we have the electric component of this. We have the big flat screen televisions built into this.
Right.
Like, you guys take it over. Put your Apple CarPlay in there. You do the whole thing. But I think something is, you know, is more deeply here at play, which is the precious minerals and the amount of investing now that Volkswagen, Ford, Tesla are having to do buying up these like mines. They're investing in lithium mines. Chile just nationalized their lithium. They took it under their control. They're like, no, this is such a precious commodity. We don't want other companies like our countries coming in here stealing it from us. So it's so hard to come by right now. And I think Apple's looking at it and saying, what are we going to have to start buying mines now? What are we going to do? Go to China? What are we going to do about this? So that's a huge piece of the story that I think is being really talked about.
Well, then how do they source materials for their phones and their computers? They already have this problem. It just would be compounded by many magnitudes.
Massive. Think about the massive size of the batteries that sit at the floor of those vehicles, right? Mm-hmm. They make up, if you've ever looked at a Tesla, the entire floor of the Tesla is a battery. That's why when they catch on fire and they're in car accidents, it takes 3 days to put them out, put the fires out, according to firefighters. So
I saw one that was on fire in the water. Did you ever see that video?
What?
No. It was in the water on fire because that fire is coming out of the battery. So it's not going to, God, it was like in, it had gone into like a river or something and it was burning in the water.
Oh my God. Yeah. This whole thing is a scam. This whole thing is a scam. And, you know, I think you're starting to see this unraveling in much bigger ways now.
Right. So we'll take a look at the news this week that Audi now has decided that they will not transfer their entire fleet to 2020 by 2026 to EVs. That's what they had previously said because it was cool to say it. But now that 2026 is only 2 years away, they're freaking out. One, because they can't sell them. Two, because the infrastructure is not there. And three, because of the materials that go into it and how that's such an insecure market. And so they are following in the heels of other companies that have done the same, such as Ford, that has said, we can't build our whole fleet electric. That was just words that we said to appease our board and our investors. One industry outlet says Ford, for example, reported a loss of $4.5 billion from the Model E division last year alone. That's an equivalent to approximately $60,000 per electric vehicle sold. So for each one of these they produce, they're taking a loss on the cars they can sell. That's wild, you guys. And so if we just sort of rewind the clock to the early 2020s when we all thought, this is it, this is the future, it's coming, that math just didn't work out. The writing was on the wall. We just maybe didn't see it, most of us. But
so maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger was right. Just buy a Hummer that gets 6 miles to the gallon. Give everyone the middle finger. Like, I want my big Hummer.
Is that what he says?
He drives. He doesn't care what you think. I guess he's been pushing also for some of this. But he still drives a Hummer.
I feel like we just need to be a lot more skeptical because I remember, like, I totally bought into and got on board with the whole CFL light bulb thing and the green movement and all that stuff. Like, for sure. I totally bought hook, line, and sinker. And it's like, we need to be more skeptical of this stuff and look into like the mining processes and things like that for these things to see how sustainable they actually are. Because at the end of the day, they're not.
You know, I'll give a little insight here. My friend, Tucker Carlson, told me one time in private, this was not on television. This was back during the CFL era. This is before LEDs. And he said, this, the whole thing is a scam. And he said, I'm not getting rid of CFLs. He's like, I'm not putting CFLs in my house. And I said, what? Like, I just thought it was something they were getting rid of them. So how are you going to get them? He said, we went out and we stocked up. He said, we bought just hundreds of incandescent bulbs. He stocked up and like has them in his like garage or something like that. He's like, we're not putting that crap in our house. I'm not putting CFLs in our house. And I was like, and it gave me such pause. I was like, oh, I guess you can do that. It didn't occur to me. But sure enough, and now we know the differences in temperature, like warm color temperature and everything else from LEDs and CFLs. They're nothing like the lighting that you get from an incandescent bulb. And also, there's also issues with people and health-related issues as it relates to LEDs as well. I've seen it reported. So there's something to it. I think it's interesting. I was into it as well when the idea that you could save a lot of money on your electric bill.
Yeah.
You know, you outfit your whole house in these things and you'd save, you know, you'd see it in your electric bill, right?
Sure.
That's how they...
Yeah, and plus they lasted for 10 years versus, you know, a few months.
Yeah.
I don't have to get up on that chair and change out the bulb every 3 months. Like, hey, 10 years, set it and forget it, Ron Popeil style. Like, I'm all for that. Technology, advancement, you know, improving lives. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.